Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, lunatics, skeptics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. That would be me. And we have to the right of me, Mrs. Stephanie Joy. That would be moi.
I'm we. You'll be moi.
Should we get into the me and moi's?
Let's not.
Okay.
It's too confusing.
All righty. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to get over to Sons of Liberty Media in just a minute here. You can also go over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account as well, friends. You can also check us out on our Facebook. Now, this is interesting. I just want you to let, well, actually what I want to do is I want people to understand how much interaction is going on out there for your sake, not for mine, okay? This is one outlet, and people for the most part don't know this, but do you realize that just this week on Bradley Dean alone, that there was 2,173,246 people that were reached, and there was a total of 86,463 people that interacted?
Wow.
Good for you.
Amen.
Okay. One outlet, friends. Sons of Liberty Radio. This is Facebook. Total outreach. There was 31,171 people reached. And interestingly enough, on that particular page, there was 5,486 people that interacted. Okay. And then we have a couple other outlets.
And this Sons is within the span of a week, I want to say. So
one week.
Yeah, got to keep that in mind. So you're talking about 2 million over there in the top one. Then you're going down to Sons of Liberty.
Going over to a brand new website where we have a total page like this. Page is brand new, friends. It's I think it's 5-6 months old now. There is a total reach of 175,720 people, and those that engaged last week were about 7,200.
Nice.
That's out of having 2,633 page likes.
Right.
So listen to the interaction.
You have to be like a mathematician to really add this all up.
No, you don't have to be a mathematician. You just have to look at it and say, okay, I get it. So
it's a lot of people.
Go to Bradley Dean again. There's 97,000 friends on there, 97,064 friends, right? Weekly total outreach, 2,173 people, and oh, I'm sorry, 246 people added, 2,173,246 people that were reached. Out of those that were reached, 86,463 people are interacting with the website. Now, if you do the math, friends, and that's one outlet, you need to understand that people are out there doing, they are participating in the fight for freedom. Now, if you go to a liberal outlet, friends, I can guarantee you, go to the biggest one out there. Their numbers are not close to what I just gave to you. And see, there's the illusion for the American people to believe that, oh, wait a second, you know, we have to succumb to this, that, and the other thing. Well, friends, the bottom line is they only have a 21% approval rating, and they don't have the numbers. They don't have the support. See, it's like this president in the White House, the People's House, right? Remember he was found out contriving his Twitter account?
Yep.
70% of his Twitter account was contrived. But yet everybody believed that while he was during his re-inauguration, was his second campaign, that he actually won, when in fact, friends, he didn't actually win. You thought he won. Remember what Stalin said? He said, it doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting. He didn't have the support. And I'm not going to go down that road right now, but I'm just showing you the effectiveness, friends, of what you are doing just on a daily basis listening to this radio show. So in other words, give it up for yourself because it really matters. Check out Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Check out Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media. Check out Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. And friends, interact, because there's thousands upon thousands upon thousands. Folks, there's over 100,000 people every week.
You know, that's
every day. Just interacting with this outlet.
Yeah,
over 100,000 people a day.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's a good point, too, because I want to say sometimes people say, well, what can I do? I'm only one person, or I'm a stay-at-home mom, or I just work at a department store. I mean, what can I do to help
everything.
Our republic? Okay, yes, you can do everything. Start by sharing these articles of truth. You know, it's an exponential growth. We're talking about, you know, over 2 million people. That's in one Facebook
page. That's one outlet.
One outlet,
yes.
Right? That's reaching all those people. Think of all the friends that you know, the people that you know that you work with, the people that you go to church with, the people that you do whatever with, vacation with, that you just know on a day-to-day basis. All those people could be hearing the truth, and you could be sharing these articles and getting the word out there. Even though you're
person, that's what is happening.
The Lord can use you exponentially if you just do something simple like share a few articles. You'd be surprised the impact and how that has a change and effect on people's lives.
I'm so inspired by your speech. I think I'm going to do it now.
Do you have like the goose pimples?
No, I don't have the goose pimples. Friends, the phone lines are going to be open for the next hour, accessible 1-866-233-0747. Again, phone lines will be accessible over the next hour, 1-866-233-0747. Jumping over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, we have on the scroll right now, man out on date with his, now listen to this, friends, man out on date with female who is not his wife are noticed. That's taken off. Crazy.
It's so sweet. And initially it gives you the headline. This is a good catchy headline because initially you think, ooh, that's bad. But then when you read the note and you see what it's all about, you think, oh, that's so awesome. So we won't spoil it for you, but you can see the note right there in the top of the scroll. You're going to have to check it out for yourself.
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Former pastor Rob Bell. Friends, he's not a pastor. Rob Bell, he's a heretic is what he is. Goes full-blown apostasy. Says the church should embrace what God calls an abomination. Okay. Now, I was just talking to my friend Tim, senior editor over at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and I was just asking him, I don't understand. Actually, I was stating, and I was actually asking, a question outside of my statement is what I was doing. I don't know why people give these people notice. And it seems like he's so heretical, that's why people are paying attention to his stupidities.
Yeah, it's a squeaky wheel that oftentimes get noticed.
The guy's incredibly off his rocker in every sense of the word. And if you'd like to see the picture, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com with Rob Bell and Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah, and Oprah, she's an upright
Birds
gal.
Of a feather flock together.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
2013 video claims evidence of Obama's pro-Nazi coup in Ukraine. You better bet your bottom dollar. There's nothing new under the sun, friends. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also have a girl with no legs became the best tumbler in the state. Real quick stuff.
Yeah, that story is unbelievable. And I don't know if I should share all the story, but basically it's...
You don't have time to do that. That's why I said
real short. It's a little girl who was abandoned by her parents because she had no legs. A family scooped her up, and lo and behold, her hero turned out to be her... You're going to have to read the article to find out. Girl with no legs became the best tumbler in the state of Illinois with no legs.
We also have the preacher with the machine gun. The machine gun preacher, friends, sons of LibertyMedia.com. We're going to come right back. I'm going to highlight a couple more things, and then we're going to jump over to our topic. Chris Kyle, the American sniper, and his murderer. What's the link?
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Stephanie. Phone lines will be accessible over the next hour. Do not wait for the last segment. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Right before the break, we were kind of scrolling through some of the columns that we have on sonsoflibertymedia.com. The preacher with the machine gun.
Yeah, that's a great story, actually. It's a real life story of a preacher who basically the Lord converted him. He was a bad man, as we all were before we were converted. And then the righteousness of Christ came upon him, and he had someone come to his church recently after he was converted and was doing some work in Africa. And he said, well, I want to go over there and see what I can do to help, because he was a contractor who built things. So he went over there and saw this terrible regime. He went there during a time of civil war and everything that was going on there. And literally these African children who were being bereaved of their parents, literally burned alive, maimed, all these different things. And what he did was he went in there and he started fighting literally with a machine gun, the terrible regime. And he helped over 200 orphans find a place in the orphanage where he would feed them, clothe them, help them. He really had a burden.
He sold out to God to protect these little ones.
Exactly.
Is what he did. Now, what did he say that was so relevant towards the end of that documentary, that movie?
Oh, basically,
his life story.
He basically, there was an evil man who literally, the genocide that happened through this evil regime was about, I want to say, 400,000 men and women and children.
Which is still happening today.
Of course, it's still happening today, and it's a real wake-up call, because, you know, we in America complain about the slightest, stupidest little things, and people around the world are experiencing so much. But he said, if you knew that your child was abducted, because obviously he was using machine guns and things like that to gun down these bad people. He said, if you knew that your child was abducted and I said I could get him or her back for you, would it matter how I got them back? Basically what he was saying was, is he was taking out the enemy, those who were wickedly, abominably, I mean, little children, literally burning them alive, dealing with them to save the children. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, he would take the enemy. me out to save the child's life.
That's right.
In America, you would have some debate going on with the conservatives and the liberals as to what he is doing, is it justifiable?
Yeah, think about that.
If it was their kid, of course it'd be justifiable.
Oh, yeah.
But because it includes guns and it has all these elements that just don't jive with their liberal sick minds, mm-hmm. that they're trying to figure out, is this justifiable what Sam Chandler's doing over there?
Yeah, exactly. Like the liberal whack who thinks the Al Qaeda and these ISIS and stuff, we don't need to take them out. We need to give them jobs.
Well,
we need to become
friends with them.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's say that you're at home and someone knocks on your door. There are a bunch of rebels with machine guns wanting to kill you and your family. What do you do? Do you negotiate with them? Let's brothers.
No, you let them take over your house and your land and your communities and your governments, and you just stand back and allow this to happen.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great...
That's the proper way to do it, says the enemy.
Right, yes. Of course. And then it's sad to say it, that's the mentality of a lot of people out there. But this story is amazing. And what makes it amazing is the fact that it's true. And this man is still alive today out there protecting these children in Africa across the world today. So if you want a good pick-me-up, a good wow, that's amazing. And also to show you the perspective, because really your perspective changes everything from the, quote-unquote Christians in America compared to what Christians, quote-unquote, across the world who are experiencing literally what Paul experienced. And all these men and women of God in the Bible who literally were suffered, martyred, persecuted, killed for their faith, they're going through that in other countries. So it's a great perspective.
2 Corinthians 11 when you get a minute. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Democrats beg Obama for dictator rule concerning Obamacare taxes. Republicans just complain. Well, of course, that's why we have what we have today, because the left is the fruit of what the right tolerates. And again, friends, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there would be no left. Again, I want to remind everybody that Obamacare is unconstitutional, therefore illegal. Okay, just so we can get on the right talking points rather than them getting away with whatever you let them get away with because of the ignorance that may lie within some of your minds due to the fact that you don't know the founding documents. What they're doing through Obamacare is completely illegal, unconstitutional, and instead of debating, they should be going back to the White House and saying, where are you deriving this authority? Because it's not from the laws, the enumerated laws within our constitutional republic. End of story. Read Article 1, Section 8 when you get a moment. Sons of Liberty Media.com is the death penalty Christian. Check it out, friends. Creepy, calculating, and controlling all the ways Big Brother is watching you. You know what, again, friends? What we want to do is highlight what God is doing and what the American people are doing concerning those that are violating our constitutional republic, friends, in every sense of the word. We're highlighting the law, magnifying the law against crime so we can establish our goings as we, again, friends, do all that we can do and leave the results up to God. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Two more, friends. More faked hate. Another hate crime against Muslims that's been contrived, following in close pursuit behind the radical homosexuals. We're going to hit that one of these days, and we're just going to do a parallel, and we're going to show you, friends, the comparison as to how the Muslims are using the same tactics that the radical homosexuals are to their own demise and to your demise if you allot it. Sons of Liberty Media.com. America's leaders have allowed stealth jihadists, Al-Qaeda terrorists, and ISIS to grow stronger before and after 9/11. Do keep in mind, friends, it's nothing but creation, a political to bring about the political ends in which they mean to use, because they are the ones that are responsible for creating the terror. Do not forget that, folks. Got several articles out there on that. And by the way, you can hear directly from intelligence communities that it's all contrived, it's all created to bring about an international order called, you've heard it as being the New World Order, and it's not a theory, friends. It is a fact. Read Jeremiah 11, verse 9 when you get a moment. Also wanted to highlight really quick on Sons of Liberty Media.com, friends, win a Joshua MK5. Go on to Sons of Liberty Media.com. Scroll down just a little bit. Look to the right. You'll see that beautiful weapon there. Go ahead, fill it out, your name. Send forth your email, drop it in the hat, and let's see if you're not the one that's going to win that beautiful weapon, okay? Check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. friends, for the sake of time, because an hour to me flies. It goes just like that. Every show, when I'm done, I look over at my wife and my son and I say, wow, that was really quick.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I had a conversation with Chance. And Chance is a sponsor from American Survival Wholesale. I'll talk about him in just a moment here. But he had brought up something during our conversation, because what they are is Christian Veterans, the company in which they own, again, American Wholesale, Survival Wholesale over there. And he had brought up how these guys are put on drugs, and if they reject the drugs, well, then what happens is the government kicks them to the curb. And I started thinking about it, and I highlighted the dangers of antidepressants and how it's created, so on and so forth. And I started to think about the murderer of Chris Kyle and Chad Littlefield. And when I started to think about it, I started thinking again, you know what, I'm going to do some homework. So I did. Now, everybody knows who Chris Kyle is, the American sniper. And we all know that he was quite an American in so many ways. He's known to his SEAL brethren as the legend and to his enemies as Al-Shaytan, the devil. Now, he apparently understood what SEALs understand. As a matter of fact, if you look at some of these Navy SEALs, you'll hear the stories, you'll hear the quotes. And let me tell you, my family, we absorb that stuff as a thirsty man drinking a glass of water.
And have high respect for each and every
single one of them.
Every member.
Nobody respects these guys more than this ministry, I assure you. And more than them, the great captain of our salvation, his name is Jesus Christ. But interestingly enough, he apparently, Chris Kyle apparently understood what that Navy SEAL's dad said when he said, never live your life for the enemies don't fear you.
Yep.
And interestingly enough, the enemies of Chris Kyle, the American sniper, called him the devil. Now, the Navy, for those that didn't know, had confirmed 160 kills to Chris Kyle's credit, and yet to him and his comrades, the number count was double that.
Yep.
Did you know that, friends? So they knew within themselves there was actually 320 kills, and no wonder why the enemy would call him the devil. I mean, especially when they think they're doing God's work by strapping bombs onto their kids and telling them to go into a building and blow up everybody in there.
That's right.
You know, because they want to hasten their child's entrance into the heaven that they created in their devilish, sick, demonic minds.
Or their wives.
That's right. But interestingly enough, there was 320 kills that Kyle added up, and so did his comrades. And because of his high success rate of taking out American enemies, there was also an $80,000 bounty put on his head. And interestingly enough, Chris Kyle's wife, Taya, stated that he died because someone wanted to kill him. And kill him they did.
Yep.
Isn't that interesting, friends? We also know that Chris Kyle's murder case is taking precedent on many headlines across the country. Chris Kyle was shot 6 times... while his friend Chad Littlefield had been shot 7 times. Now, the two men were shot and killed by Eddie Ray Ralph, who is claiming mental insanity. When I was talking about dangerous anti-drugs, psychotropic drugs yesterday on the radio, I instantly started thinking about this Eddie Ray Ralph. I said to myself, I know that he was on dangerous psychotropic drugs, antidepressants. And folks, what I'm going to do when I come back here, I'm going to highlight this guy, and I'm going to bring it back to the dangerous antipsychotic drugs, these antidepressants, and I'm going to highlight it. But first, before I do that, I want to show you some of the things that came out of Mr. Ralph's mouth during the time that he was arrested after killing Kyle and Littlefield. Pretty crazy stuff. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with
with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com. Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Okay, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we were just talking about Chris Kyle and his murder case, which has taken precedent on many headlines across the country. Chris was shot 6 times, while his friend Chad Littlefield had been shot 7 times. And the murderer, his name is Eddie Ray Ralph, who is claiming mental insanity. Now, what I wanted to highlight here, friends, really quick, was the fact that the prosecutors in the case said that Ralph, the murderer, said some kind of odd statements, said the prosecutor, while being taped, such as, "I don't know if I'm going insane. It's disease right now. If it's voodoo upon us, is the apocalypse upon us right now? I can feel everybody feeding on my soul," said Ralph. When Ralph was told by police officer Isham that you will defeat the evil and then that feeling that you have will go away, Ralph, the murderer, said, "I disagree. It won't, though, because all of it's going to do is diffuse in my brain." He was distorted mentally, majorly. Now, aside of this information recently coming forth, both Chris Kyle and Chad Littlefield texted one another while the trio drove to the gun range. This is what they texted one to another. This is what Kyle actually texted to Littlefield. This dude is straight up nuts.
Yep.
Okay, now what's interesting about that, one has to beg the question as to why would two tried and true intelligent military men, why would they take a man like this to a gun range?
Right.
Very strange. Yeah. Okay. Now we know that Eddie Ray Ralph and his defense team are trying to put him as some sort of victim that made a choice to kill two innocent men by claiming that he suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder and other mental illnesses that clouded his perception of reality on the day that he killed him. Well, we also know that Mr. Rolfe did not serve in the military in such a capacity in which he could actually claim PTSD due to the fact that he was never in battle. Something ain't lining up, friends.
Exactly.
Remember what Taya said. He died because someone wanted to kill him, and kill him they did. Who is he a threat to? But I don't want to get off course here, friends. I want to stay a topic. We know that Mr. Ralph did not serve in the military in such a capacity in which he could claim PTSD due to the fact that he was never in battle.
That's a great point. Just think about that for a second.
That's right. Okay, that's why I said it twice.
Yeah, okay, so they're claiming that he's got this, you know, the stress from being in battle when he was never actually engaged in battle. So how can they claim that as part of his insanity? I think it's so interesting how people are so insane after they commit these crimes.
Yes.
But they were sane enough to do what they did.
I'll get to that in a minute. Secondly, we know that Mr. Ralph was in and out of mental hospitals after having suicidal thoughts after leaving the Marines in 2010. It was reported that Mr. Ralph was released from a mental hospital about a week before the slayings after he was given antipsychotic drugs. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm going to here, yeah. Friends? Antipsychotic drugs. And if them in the military that are diagnosed with depression or anxiety or some other form of mental illness refuse to take them, then they are kicked to the curb by the government that they served. So the question I have is, why are the medical institutions prescribing drugs to Americans that used to be illegal street drugs back in the 50s? To our military, to our children, to husbands, to fathers, to grandpas, to grandmas. See, what most Americans may not be aware of is the fact that these are the same dangerous drugs that are being pushed on anyone that may be vulnerable and ignorant of the facts concerning these prescriptions. I highlighted this just a little bit yesterday. I'm going to highlight it some more. Men need to be told things twice. Men need to be told things twice, says the Word of God. Folks, do you remember the Columbine Massacre where Eric Harris, age 18, shot 12 fellow students and a teacher? He had been taking Levox. By the way, the judge concealed that information around the case. Apparently, that judge doesn't know that a gift blindeth the eyes of the righteous. What if Jeff Weiss, age 17, we did this high school actually, from Red Lake, Minnesota, it's up by Bemidji in the state of Minnesota. He killed 9 people. His grandpa was the sheriff of that county. He killed him and his grandma. Then he went inside of the public school and he shot seven more students, and then he shot himself. He was on Prozac. Or what if Chris Pittman, age 12 years old, shot and killed his grandparents at close range and then set their house on fire?
A little extreme.
A little extreme.
Yeah.
He was on Zoloft. Friends, the list goes on and on. And on and on. When you see these high-profile cases, just give it a minute, pull the curtain back, and you'll always find that there's a link between them and dangerous psychotropic drugs. And what's worse, friends, them that have deceived the American people into believing that they are something that they are not, they know exactly what they're doing. Remember what I said yesterday? ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease? I didn't say that. These were the words of Leon Eisenberg, the scientific father of ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Yeah. I mean, can you see these guys sitting around at the table creating?
Yeah, and think about this.
These prescriptions and these names.
Let me add this too. You know, what did they do back in the 1800s? We had children who are disciplined.
No, all the way up till the early 1960s.
Yeah, you can go that far. Yeah. That's fine. You have children who are disciplined. you have children who were not being fed, you know, Coke and pop and sugar and all these.
Wait a second. He who withholds the rod hates his son.
Of course.
Oh, okay. So to those that withhold the rod from their children, they're the ones that hate. But those that chasten their children betimes, they drive the what? Disobedience out of them. They're the ones that love.
That's right.
That sounds like the love in the Bible that I read continuously and understand.
And the love that Grandpa and Grandma know about and that Grandpa and Grandma talked about. And so number one, we had children who were disciplined. Number two, we weren't shoving down all this sugar and video games and all these, I mean, movies of violence and everything down their throats.
To go along with it, right?
Everything. I mean, you're just going to add fuel to the fire. And we had kids who were hard workers. They would work on farms. They were so busy doing what they were supposed to do. So busy being disciplined. So busy being trained up in the way that they should go, so that way when they were old they wouldn't depart from it, that they actually had children and loving families that stayed together, and we didn't need these sorts of things, and we still don't today. It's a matter of taking, you know, what's priority and how are we going to raise up and train up our children so this doesn't happen.
ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease, said Leon Eisenberg. Who is he? Well, Leon Eisenberg was the scientific father of ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. In his last interview before his death, that's what he stated.
Probably some guilt. Want to get it out before you die.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's probably not working out too well for him right now. Leon Eisenberg made a luxurious living off his fictitious disease. You better bet your bottom dollar he did, thanks to the pharmaceutical sales. And coincidentally, he received the Rouen Prize for Child and Adolescent Psychiatric Research. He's been a leader in the psychiatry for more than 40 years through his work in a pharmacological trial, research teaching, and social policy, and for his theories of autism and social medicine. Isn't it interesting how when there is theory, people will lean into believing that lie? But when it's not a theory and it's actually happening and you give them the truth, they tend to shy away from the truth, but they tend to lean into the lie.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know.
I mean, this is so ridiculous for anybody to believe that these are actually diagnoses that people, well, you know what, if there's anxiety or if there's any sense of suffering or mental, you know, instability, you know, I mean, I go through that stuff all the time every day in my life. I get frustrated. Like, you know, there's anxiety with the things that I do. It doesn't mean I'm sick. It means I'm processing and I'm fighting through to get to the right thought for the next move. We do this all day long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But see, what we have is we have these people that they create these diseases. They get them high. They make millions of dollars off the people, and they're trying to figure out what the problem is. But I'm going to get to that. I don't want to get ahead of myself here. But again, keep in mind, friends, it was their theories of autism and social medicine, according to Psychiatric News, that Mr. Eisenberg was given all these awards because of his theories. See, and yes, it was even admitted that they are his theories, and people bid onto it. The medical industry is using the guise of helping children to depersonalize and disconnect our children from a healthy, normal upbringing. Parents are also placing their children on these drugs and subjecting them to what the world has to offer, when in fact all these children are looking for is their parents in hopes of being the blessing that God has intended them to be. And I am bringing about the link between what happened with Mr. Ralph, Chris Kyle, and Littlefield. Because this is a child that grew up and became a man, and then when he served his country, he came back, he was diagnosed with whatever they want to diagnose, as they create these theories, and they throw them on them. Then if they reject the drugs, and they say, no, I'm not going to take those drugs, then the next thing you know, they kick him to the curb. Well, they're doing the same thing in public schools with children today. And again, this applies all across the boards, friends, because they'll prescribe them to anybody, and you better bet your bottom dollar, they're setting you up for the fall, so they could diagnose you with something so they can prescribe these dangerous drugs. That's what they're doing. In the United States of America, 1 out of 10 boys among 10-year-olds take medication for ADHD on a daily basis.
1 out of 10 boys.
Yep. 1 out of 10. Ooh. With increasing tendency and with the help of Teen Screen, In their surveys in public schools, they are attempting to set up the student for the fall. American psychologist Lisa Cosgrove and others reveal the facts in their study of the financial ties between DSM-4 panel members and the pharmaceutical industry. They found out that of the 170 DSM panel members, 95, that's 50%, 56%, had one or more financial associations with the companies in the pharmaceutical industry. So what's it about?
Money.
They're selling their souls, friends, to what? Gain the world. And what do they lose at the end? Their soul. And folks, I'm going to come back and I'm going to tie this together, but there's so much information on these dangerous antidepressants. It's just, it's mind-boggling. I'm going to go to the black box right after this break. Sons of Liberty Media.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Ted Rowe with healthmasters.com. I'm also the sub-host on the Power Hour. Bradley's a man of integrity. He's got an incredible ministry. He goes all over the country speaking to high schools on constitutional issues. He's been featured in over 350 different high schools in 24 states. He believes that we should all follow the Constitution. I agree with him. He's also a very, very strong Christian.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Highlighted this yesterday, but what I'm going to do is I'm just going to kind of highlight the black box warning because they're already telling you the dangers of these psychotropic drugs, okay? And, folks, what we're talking about right now is we're talking about Mr. Routh, the murderer, he who chose to commit the act of murdering Chris Kyle and his friend, his innocent friend, Chad Littlefield. So I just want to go back, because I did this radio show yesterday. If you want to hear the whole of it and more content and more information, go ahead and download the podcast from yesterday's radio program. I'm just going to take you over really quick to the side effects On the black box warning, you can see for yourselves exactly what I'm saying. Remember the things that Mr. Ralph said. He was suicidal. He committed the act of murder. By the way, he was drinking. He was also lacing marijuana along with these dangerous psychotropic drugs before killing these two innocent men. But here's the side effects of these dangerous psychotropic drugs. Confusion. Did he sound like he was confused?
Yeah.
Very much. Depersonalization. He was doing everything on his own. His mom said when he came back from overseas, he was completely paranoid. And what do paranoid people do? They stay away from other people. Mr. Routh also believed that Kyle and Littlefield wanted to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hostility. Did he show forth hostility, friends? These are the side effects of these drugs. Yes, he did. Hallucinations. Was he hallucinating? Apocalypse? Yes, he was. Suicidal ideation. He was in a mental hospital for what, friends? Suicidal ideation. Loss of consciousness is a side effect. Delusions. Was he delusional? Yes, he was. Did he feel drunk? No, friends. He was drinking whiskey. Alcohol abuse is another side effect. And homicidal ideation. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Out of the 11 side effects, he experienced 10 of them. I thought those drugs were there to help him. Folks, something isn't lining up here. Why would any doctor or any parent subject children to drugs with such dangerous side effects? Remember what I said yesterday, Dr. Edward Hamlin, a founding member of the Royal College of General Practitioners, said, he said that ADHD is fraud intended to justify starting children on a life of drug addiction. Listen to the side effects. Is that what happened? Is that what Mr. Ralph was experiencing? Was that what these kids that walk into public schools and shoot them up, is that what they were experiencing? Absolutely it was. Again, listen to yesterday's radio show. I highlight more. Straight from their own mouth. Folks, just to set the record straight really quick, the attention deficit lies in the responsibility of the parents, not the child. Scripture tells us that the parent is to train up a child in the way he should go or she should go, and when he or she is old, he or she will not depart from it, Proverbs 22:6, not the other way around. Now, going back concerning Eddie Ray Routh, did you know that his defense team, as they continued down the road of attempting to paint the picture of a poor victim who didn't know right from wrong, these are their words, friends, do consider that Mr. Ralph is a full-grown man drinking whiskey along with smoking marijuana who has the ability to read the black box, by the way, before taking these dangerous psychotropic antipsychotic drugs. Making the choice to kill two of America's finest and then finally rolling through Taco Bell for two burritos doesn't sound at all like the victim type to me. I just want to get this straight, and I want to make the distinction, and I want to separate the man and the choices that he made from the psychotropic drugs. I've already highlighted the dangers of these drugs, how these are fictitious diseases. I didn't say it. The founders did. The creators did. Folks, Mr. Routh is not on the grounds to cry that the devil made him do anything. He can't cry out and say, well, the devil made me do it. It's clear that the choices that Mr. Routh made in service to the devil are the ones that have him in the predicament that he's in today, period. Friends, you need to understand that this is a huge, huge moneymaker. Huge moneymaker. You need to see the financial ties between the people that are on the boards and the pharmaceutical companies themselves. They're huge. They need to create the sickness, friends, so they can give you the cure. All on your dime. Nothing new under the sun. Remember the woman that was healed from the issue of blood that she had for 12 years?
Yep.
She pressed in and she grabbed the garment of Christ, and she was completely healed.
Yep.
And if you remember rightly, friends, when you read that historical fact It was also interesting to note that she had nothing left because the doctors took all of her money in the process of trying to heal her, which they knew they couldn't heal her.
Right.
Only Christ could do that. And I said yesterday that cursed is the man that trusted in the arm of the flesh, and that's exactly what America is getting right now because they're not trusting in the Lord. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. I mean, the writing is on the wall. They even found out that, folks, that 24.4% of the sales dollars went to promotions versus 13.4% for research and development in 2004. So, friends, that's almost twice as much money on pushing their drugs on the people than research to make it safe and to make sure that it is safe before they actually prescribe these drugs that were illegal in the 50s. And we know they're not safe. Folks, on every front, the curtain has been pulled back on the last two radio shows on this program concerning antidepressants. You cannot justify it. You cannot justify it. And what they're trying to do in public schools, too, friends, through this teen screen, remember they're setting them up for the fall. They're asking them just the most ludicrous questions to set them up for the fall.
Such as, have you ever felt not up to par? Have you ever, you know, been a little down? Have you ever experienced this and that? It's like, these
That's
are
life.
Normal human emotions. Of course, have you ever felt that someone else was better than you? Who hasn't felt that in their life? Who hasn't experienced feeling a little down or a little sadness? Or these are all emotions that go along with the human existence. Just because you feel down every once in a while or because you feel great every once in a while doesn't mean that you need to be put on an antidepressant and there's something mentally wrong with you. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I remember years ago, and I'm going to hand it over to you right after this. I remember years ago, remember they came out with that pop, it was called Jolt, and they kept, you know, it was more filled with sugar, and they noticed that kids were acting out, and they were just acting out of hand. I said, you know what, that kind of pop that they're you know, giving the kids, and they're making it readily available in public schools, I said, that's the kind of pop that's going to lead to drug use, because you're giving them such a sugar high that they don't want to come down. And guess what these drugs do.
Yep.
It's exactly what they do. They're led right to them. But what happens when they remove the pop machines from public schools like they did in Appleton, Wisconsin? With troubled kids. They started feeding them good foods. They pulled the pop machine, started feeding them fruits and vegetables. Guess what? They had a completely different school, listen, friends, in 1 week.
Yeah, and no,
it was what they were eating.
And no disciplinary problems with troubled students. This wasn't like a regular public high school. This is one of those, you know, alternative schools where obviously these kids have issues to begin with, but since they took away all that sugar, they didn't have an issue with quote-unquote troubled students. I mean, that goes to show you how much of a difference that makes. So, I mean, this is a great point. For those of you that are out there, you know, thinking, what am I supposed to do about this or that, trust God and know that there are dangerous side effects that are out there that are very...
Check out Dr. Ann Blake Tracy. We've had her on the radio show quite a few times. It's been the number one radio show. But I want you to understand that there's a way to do it the right way. Do contact Dr. Ann Blake Tracy. She will give you history on the pharmaceutical companies like nobody can give it to you.
Yeah, and you have to be careful, too, because some of these drugs, when they're given to children who are under a certain amount of age, it becomes like speed in their bodies, which obviously leads to, you know, drug abuse and drug use.
Of course.
So please do, like you said, check out Dr. Ann Blake Tracy. She's got wonderful materials if you're looking for more information about this. And please do share this radio program with your friends and family, those who may be on these dangerous psychotropic drugs, and you can judge for yourself. And, of course, make your own choices, but we pray that you do the right thing. So those of you that are listening, we want to say thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty. Maybe you've tuned in for the first time. Please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We've highlighted several articles here today on the show where it says, become a son or daughter of liberty. You can support what we do on a monthly basis. Or if you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can do the same thing or click on the donate button, and you can give a secure donation that helps us to go do that which the Lord has called us to do. We'll actually be out and about next week. We're excited. We've got a full docket, very big schedule. We'll be telling you more about that as it unfolds. I also want to take this opportunity to say a big happy birthday to our producer. Today is the producer. Woo-hoo! Samuels, he's got his birthday today. We're excited about that. So happy birthday. You're doing a great job. If you want to wish him a happy birthday, just go ahead and call in 1-866-233-0747.
Folks, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. You got Bradley and Stephanie again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.